Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know today that if you'll stay tuned to these few minutes that I have with you, that God will bless you. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all of my listeners, Lord, and I ask God that you just touch them in a special way today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just make them realize that they must be born again. Lord, touch hearts and save souls. And let them know the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to read a scripture, and most of you know this by heart, Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have heard this preached many, many times in many, many different ways. But the psalmist David is basically saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Have you ever gone to the store, and I know we're very up on this, when we buy something, we look at the shelf life on it. We look to see when the milk is going to run out or the bread's going to run out, and when it reaches a certain expiration date, we get rid of it. But God's Word doesn't have an expiration date on it. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's not saying this thing is going to cut off at a certain age. When you get a certain age, the shepherd part and the wanting part, the all meeting your needs part, that's going to be cut off. That's not with God's Word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is good for infants. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is good for young children. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is for young adults and teenagers. Also for middle age. But honey, I want you to know from experience, it's for old folks too. Somebody was talking to me the other day, and they talking about, well, when you get over the hill, you know how that is. I said, listen here, let me tell you something about people you so-called over the hill. When you start pulling that hill, call me up, and I'll tell you what's on the other side, and I may be able to help you get over on the other side. Just because somebody gets a certain age on them doesn't mean they're finished with, or doesn't mean their life is over. Sometimes if you sit down and talk to some of the old folks, you'll learn something. I've never heard a teenager say, if I knew then what I know now. Does that sound familiar? If I knew then what I know now. A lot of times if you'll sit down and talk to people that has a little age on them, you'll be spared a lot of lessons that you'll have to go through. If you just listen, you'll be spared a lot of hardship and a lot of trouble. But it's bad when you won't receive instruction and you won't let people tell you what to do. A boy was going to leave his home and told his daddy he was going where nobody told him what to do. And his daddy got his hat and coat and said, I'm going too, because I've never been to a place where people didn't tell you what to do. There's always going to be people telling you what to do, but the wisdom part is to know what's good and bad. See, everything they tell you is not good. Solomon, you know, after his reign, his son that came up, he listened to the young advisors, and it caused the kingdom to split because they wanted to rule one day when the old advisors was going to tell him how to keep his kingdom. A lot of times if you'll sit down and let people talk to you and tell you something, you'll be spared a lot of trouble. Oh, let me tell you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That goes for the old folks as well. A friend of mine told me she was afraid of getting old. I said, you don't need to be afraid, because God's going to take better care of you now than even when you're younger, because he knows you need more attention. Don't be afraid today. Don't be fearful. Know that God will take care of you. The Lord, can you just say that over and over and over today? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That does not have an expiration date. That does not run out at a certain age. That is from time through eternity. And if we'll let Jesus be our shepherd, he'll take care of us. He'll take care of us when we're young, when we're middle-aged, and when we get a little age on us, he'll still take care of us. Great, great is his mercy. His mercy endureth forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What a powerful word. Today, if you've not made Jesus your shepherd, stop right now and ask him to come into your heart and life. Let him take care of you. All of your government will rest upon his shoulder. Thank you for listening in to the broadcast today. And remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And there is no expiration date on that scripture. It's forever.